My name is Jono Bacon, and I use Facebook.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I'm friends with Jono on Facebook.
And this is...
On Facebook.
In recent months, Facebook have been given a full serving of shit from seemingly all sides around the issue of privacy. While at first it was the usual privacy tinfoil hat brigade who expressed concerns, this quickly transcended into a landslide of users actively removing content from their accounts and shutting them down. Such was the turd in the punch bowl that Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, who had previously said in January that if he were to create Facebook again today, user information would by default be public, in a seemingly fleeting whopar towards the tinfoil hat wearers, but he recently said, quote, "Privacy is a really important issue for us and for the internet. We spend a lot of time thinking about these things." They may be doing the thinking, but people are still doing the whining and the leaving and the complaining while doing the blogging and the tweeting. So, what on earth is going on here with Facebook?
It's fascinating to watch the fact that this ballooned. As you said, you always had tinfoil hat nutters who were, oh, Facebook makes people's data public, you can see things, and you have to opt in to be private rather than opt out to be private. And so, but those people weren't on Facebook. They deliberately looked at it and went, why would I want to type my birthday into a website owned by somebody else? Which is a perfectly rational, reasonable way of thinking about it. What's interesting is watching it balloon into a really big story in the tech press. But importantly, I did a little straw poll survey of people I know who are on Facebook but are not technical. They don't read tech press, they don't read internet websites, anything like that. Basically, the only thing they use the internet for is Google search. Searches and Facebook, and this has hardly even crossed their notice. It hasn't made it out into the wider world, this argument. It's still among tech people to a large extent.
Yeah, and I think it's gone beyond the privacy people who are obsessed about privacy and express serious concern when they encounter any kind of privacy issues. And I think it's definitely spread further afield to the general technology press. On my Nexus One, when I read the news from the little newsreader thing, and it just pulls articles out from various news sources, in the technology category, it's always talking about Facebook privacy. Yeah. But you're not seeing it on the nightly news. By any stretch.
No, but the reason you're not seeing it on the nightly news is because it's not that big a deal. You know? It just, for God's sake, people going, oh, well, I typed my birthday into this, and then someone else could see when it was because I had to go and click an opt-out button. You know, don't type that stuff in. Now, there are some legitimate complaints. Because Facebook are doing their best to tie different sites together with things like Facebook Connect and so on, there is the possibility that if you buy things on other sites and use your Facebook ID to sign in or whatever, because that's easy, then Facebook to some extent gets some of that information and may to some extent make more of that information public than you might like. And that's a semi-reasonable complaint, that Facebook is exposing things that you're doing around the web because you're using your Facebook ID as a central sign-in thing. So you wouldn't necessarily think of yourself as interacting with Facebook and operating under Facebook's privacy rules. Even if you thought, well, whatever I type into Facebook is public, I don't care, which a lot of people do, you might not necessarily think the things you do elsewhere, which were tied back to Facebook, operates under the same kind of mental model. So there is something semi-legitimate to be thought about there. But to be honest with you, it seems like making a massive mountain out of a molehill. I mean, to pick a stupid example, this reclaimprivacy.org, right? Whole website set up. And I thought, I'd like to reclaim some privacy. I don't like the fact that when I walk around London, I'm filmed by CCTV cameras. And I don't like the fact that if I get arrested for a crime and they take my DNA, it stays on the database even if I'm acquitted. But apparently it's just about Facebook. So reclaimprivacy.org is actually reclaim privacy over, you know, the birthday that I typed into Facebook. Whatever, people, for God's sake. You know,
it seems a bit, it seems as well, though, that the concept of, you know, when you hear about criticism of Facebook and people talk about privacy, it seems that people are lumping all kinds of shit into that category. Like one of the areas in which people have complained is about how when somebody dies on Facebook, traditionally, Facebook would shut their website down after shut their profile down after a certain period. I think it was about a month after that person died. But people were going in there and wanting to, you know, it turns out that a Facebook page becomes a memorial page and people start leaving best wishes. I saw this recently with, you know, for example, with Ronnie James Dio, who's famous in the metal world. He died and people would go to his Facebook profile and leave him messages and stuff like that. But it seems like that's got nothing to do with privacy to me, but that's lumped in to this pit of bile, which is, you know, concerned about privacy. The other one was like the idea of people not being able to shut down their accounts. You know, you have to delete stuff before you can shut it down. To me, that's got nothing to do with privacy. That's more lock-in. You know, it's just the fact that you can't. The idea of not being able to shut down an account, I think, is ridiculous. Like, you should be able to delete all of the data and everything in your account if you want to. But that's got nothing to do with privacy. So I wonder whether this has become a bit of a gravy train of complainers.
Oh, absolutely it has. I mean, but then if you are Facebook's PR people, this is exactly the sort of thing you've got to worry about. That there are a few legitimate complaints, but when it starts to balloon out of control, people say, oh, Facebook doesn't respect my privacy. And then you say, well, can you give us examples of how that's the case? And like you say, three quarters of the stuff on the list is nothing to do with privacy at all. They're just sort of general complaints about Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other thing, I mean, there have been some genuine complaints. I mean, to balance this out a little bit, I mean, there's been some complaints about them data mining. I mean, Facebook had, I don't know if they've still got it, but they had, terms in their policy, which was, quote, we may use information about you that we collect from other sources, including but not limited to newspapers and internet sources, such as blogs and instant messaging services and other users of Facebook to supplement your profile. You know, and they've also said that, you know, they'll, we, quote, may share your information with third parties, including responsible companies with whom we have a relationship. So, I mean, these are very common kind of privacy concerns that people have.
Yeah, I mean,
they eventually removed the latter one from their privacy policy in November 2008, but it seems like, you know, they removed it in 2008, but I'm wondering whether they've been tarnished by having a worse reputation for privacy than... That, you know, it's easy to rail on Facebook because of privacy in many ways.
Well, the worry is, the worry for me would be if I were Facebook, that Facebook then settles into people's heads as a place that doesn't care about your privacy. At which point, once people have that opinion set into their heads, it's very, very, very hard to dislodge that opinion, you know.
Yeah.
Microsoft, I think, found this after all the antitrust stuff. But everyone just basically assumes that they are guilty of cheating in everything. Even if they're not now, they're perceived as such because that's what settled into people's heads. But as I said right at the beginning, this doesn't appear to have made it out into the wider world. And the wider world is where Facebook is. You know, it's the fact that if tech people say, oh, well, we don't care, we're not going to use Facebook because it doesn't respect my privacy, they'll just go, well, you know, whatever, so we lose 0.0004% of our users. Give a shit. It's everyone's sisters and dads who are on Facebook and who are the bread and butter of the thing.
Well, it seems to me as well that with privacy issues for the regular punter, the regular user, they'll probably hear about privacy issues because, whenever you accidentally step into the technology world, you'll often hear the term privacy being used. And it may be a story on the news once or twice. But I think a lot of regular users are like, you know what? I think it's the same as identity theft. They don't worry about identity theft or privacy until it affects someone they know.
Yeah,
and when they know somebody who's been screwed over by some weak privacy system or by identity theft, they then start caring about it. But the impression I'm getting is that not enough people are getting screwed over by these privacy issues because not enough people are putting genuinely private information into their Facebook profiles.
Well, and that's the point. You know, the fact that not that many people are getting screwed by it is precisely because it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, people are not putting their fucking social security numbers in there or their bank account details. It seems like the most sensitive piece of information that anyone puts into a Facebook profile, from what I can tell, is their phone number. But I don't know. I mean,
none of this stuff is that big a deal. I mean, again, it was another one of these 9-day wonder things. You know, it became a thing to talk about. Oh, yeah, Facebook privacy and so on. And you must be screwed if you're Facebook. Because, you know, I mean, you said earlier that people have accused them of data mining. But largely, data mining is what they'll do. You know, I mean, they have this massive database of everyone's data and they want to mine it in order to do things like offer you more useful adverts, suggest things that would be good for you. I mean, data mining is not inherently a bad thing. If you have a big set of data about people, you want to mine it in order to provide a more useful service.
Well, it's interesting. Like, yeah, if I was talking to you in a pub one night, right, and you were telling me about yourself, if I just met you for the first time, and you were telling me about yourself, and you said, I'm really into, you know, this, that, and the other. And I said, hey, there's this great company, and they sell this stuff that you might be interested in. You wouldn't think it was weird, right? No. If I gave you an advert that was very explicitly tuned to you, but it seems weird when people do that on the internet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they have exactly the same model that Amazon does. You know, it's Amazon do exactly the same thing. They look at things that you've looked at and things that you've bought and things people like you have bought in order to make recommendations so you'll buy more books.
Yeah.
And that's essentially exactly what Facebook are doing, except they're not trying to sell you books. They're trying to do other things. But data mining is not necessarily a bad thing. The worry is if you look at the Canadian, what they call the Canadian Internet Policy and Public Interest Clinic, right, filed a massive complaint with their Office of the Privacy Commissioner against Facebook. And what worries me is that there are loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of sites which have the same attitude towards privacy that Facebook does. As Zuckerberg said, you know, user information would by default be public. They want to build a site where if people are privacy advocates, they say, well, fine, don't use Facebook then. It's not the site for you. But when something like this gets big enough that people, that interest groups start doing things like filing lawsuits about it, then Facebook stops spending their money on great developers and starts spending it on lawyers. And this can't be good for anybody.
Well, you know what? That's what we think. That's our take on the Facebook issue. But of course, we had a very start of the conversation. And this is there's tons of content here because everyone's been rattling on about this whole Facebook privacy thing. So what do you think? Do you think Facebook are entirely reasonable with their privacy policy? Do you think they are stepping out of line? Have you had a negative experience of something in terms of Facebook privacy? You need to go to shotofjack.org where you heard the shot and leave your comments right there.
Or at shotofjack.org/discuss, you can find out how to get in touch with us on Twitter or Identical or send us emails.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.